Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. And now, Three Witches and a Druid podcast present Shenka.
She's always been a lady, but we treat her like a whore. Taking, never giving, till it's gone. Our greed is never ending, always wanting more. Never satisfied with what we've done. We throw away our garbage, we throw away our pain, we throw away our children, we throw away our shame. We sacrifice the future, but we never take the blame. Gaia cries, Gaia cries. And she's nothing left to give. When we've left her drowning in her tears. Maybe when the time comes, we will find a way to live. Turn to love and sacrifice the fear. We throw away garbage, we throw away our pain, we throw away our children, we throw away our shame. We sacrifice the future, but we never take the blame. Gaia cries, Gaia cries. Gaia cries. Gaia cries.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Three Witches and a Druid, where we sit around talking about our everyday lives as modern pagans in our community. Right now, we have quite a timely subject to discuss. I am Margot.
And I am Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. So yeah, we are here in Halifax, are currently experiencing a fairly large, out of control wildfire just outside of town. Here in Nova Scotia, there's what, 4 or 5 other wildfires taking place?
At least.
Yeah.
At least.
So there is currently a complete ban on all fires within the province. And it's so bad that they banned going into the woods.
Yes. Yeah. No one's even allowed in woods. Now, I do remember having bans like that in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember no fires, but never not even allowed on, you know, provincial park walking trails.
Like, yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah, I mean, over COVID, they banned you going outside. Don't go outside. Mm-hmm. But like a lot, I'm seeing a lot of people on social media. It's like, it feels like 2020 all over again.
It kind of does. Yeah.
So my crafting involves a lot of burning wood. I've had to stop.
Right.
And like, it's all propane, and I'm sure it'd be perfectly fine, but I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck.
And, you know, we have friends who have been evacuated. Not that their house is in danger, knock on everything that is
They're in the borderland.
But, but the air quality is pretty bad.
Yeah. And so today, the day we're recording, what's today, the 1st?
Yes.
Yeah, June 1st. It's supposed to be 32 degrees and no wind. And yeah, they're expecting the air quality to be the worst.
Yeah.
Been yet.
No wind will be good, though, for fire control. Yes. Yeah. So we have a lot more than 5 fires, but 5 are out of control. 5 are the ones they feel like they haven't
got a handle on. The one down on the South Shore towards Barrington is so large that it is larger than all of the previous forest fires we've ever had combined.
Yeah, it's
the biggest. The last 10 years or something, since they've been counting or something.
Yeah, it's over 10,000 acres or something.
17 at the last count.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, yesterday, it was 17,000 hectares. Now, compared to other provinces, that may not be a lot, but percentage of land mass.
Alberta right now has 72 forest fires
but
or something.
Alberta's about 3,000 or 10,000 times bigger than we are per course.
So percentage of land mass, this is huge. And the one that we're dealing with here, just in the Halifax region, is that it is so close to such a large populated area.
Yes. So unfortunately, a lot of homes have been lost. And luckily, though, no lives have been lost.
Yes, which is very amazing. Fortunately.
I don't know if any of you follow the Find My Pet on Facebook.
I can't.
Well, actually, there's a lot of, if you want a good feeling, that's the group to follow right now because all the pets are being found.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's no stories to my, and I say this, no stories of anyone not finding their pet. And it's a lot of like heartwarming, like, oh, we found Gertrude and we found the 6 horses.
Well, I know Sunday night they had just let all the horses from the riding stables and everything just run free. They had to just release them.
Yeah.
And I could not sleep thinking about these poor horses running around terrified. Well, I guess they're all been found and reunited and everything's fine. And now I can relax because I was just distraught.
And there's a story of the lady who owned the dog kennel. She ran 3 kilometers through the wood because the police wouldn't let her in.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad. She ran 3 kilometers through the woods to get to the kennel to let the dogs out.
Through the flaming woods.
Yeah, through the flaming woods.
Well, it wasn't
all the dogs survived.
And no first responders are harmed. So it's inspiring, and you can see it in big screen movie, story. And also, it could have gone terribly wrong. She could have lost her life. Yeah. She could have killed first responders trying to save her.
Yeah.
So you know, I always hesitate to lift those stories up too high.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. But I feel like after a certain age that if you like, you should be able to sign a piece of paper that says, I'm willing to go run into the fiery woods.
And do not come after me.
Yeah, do not come after me.
I don't want anyone taking.
I consent to giving myself back to nature. Yeah. I'm going to go see
and
the
I
dogs.
Think this person genuinely would have.
Oh, yes.
Which
yes.
is which is 100%. Yeah.
There was the cutest picture that I saw of C.P. Allen High School. There was like three horses grazing on there on the sports field.
That's awesome.
It's like, okay, there's some horses. Yeah. It's been a crazy business.
This brings us to our topic of
this
episode.
We're going to discuss alternatives to fire in ritual. So as a druid, our entire ritual pretty much focuses on fire. If you were in the fire, druidry's for you because it's all fire. Fire, fire, fire. Burn it all.
Burn it all. Yep, burn it all.
But yeah, there's times of the year, like right now, where we haven't had rain for, 3+ weeks? Where you probably can't really just have a fire inside and you need an alternative.
Well, generally, we don't get the really, really bad forest fires here traditionally. Because Nova Scotia, for those people who are not quite sure where it is, we are on the very east coast of Canada, stuck out in the middle of the North Atlantic, and it usually rains for most of April and May.
Yeah.
And people are going, oh, the weather's so magnificent. Well, guess what? When it starts raining again, like it has for, 3 million years, people don't complain.
No.
Because this is why it hasn't rained.
Yeah.
And my lawn is already crunchy in places. It's crazy.
So I asked a couple of different groups their ideas and thoughts on alternatives to fire.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
During ritual, I think Gwen has some notes and Margo has put some lot of thought into this. So what are some of the ideas that you guys came up with?
Well, when I do ritual on my own, and when we've done some small, very intimate rituals, I've done rituals where we don't use any candles at all, even for the quarters, but use other symbolic representations. And I have a little tiny sculpture, like made out of Themo or one of those types of things, of a dragon.
Okay.
Sitting in a shell. And since we're in the East Coast, the shell is very important. But this dragon is my fire, my south quarter call for a lot of things that I do. And then, of course, there's a lot of crystals that you can use to represent fire as well.
Yeah.
Come every time of year like this, I think, when Halloween comes back around, I'm going to get one of those little battery-operated cauldrons with the fan and the fabric that looks like fire.
Yeah.
And then every Halloween I forget and then don't get one.
I think this year we may remember because that idea has come to me too. I remember in like public elementary school, you would do plays or something and you would make these fires that had a light bulb and tissue paper and everything. You can get crafty and creative and have different options that way. But like you say, you can also substitute things. And there are a lot of elemental correspondences for fire. For instance, the sun is, like at planetary. So maybe you hold your ritual at midday or close to midday when the sun's at its zenith and you invoke that element of fire, that representation of fire into it, different colors, all those colors of fire, using those there's lots of different visual representations that you could use.
Even those little, they look sort of slightly like little votive candles that have the little battery in them.
Yeah.
I don't have too many of those, but I do have one that could be used. I would probably, as Margot said, I would probably use like a ring of crystals associated with fire to put something in the middle of. Yeah, that would be a good one. You guys are covering everything that was in my mind.
So some of the ideas that I found that I thought were really interesting and different, things I didn't think about. One suggestion was that if you're using fire as a representation of creation and destruction, you can use a Buddha board. Mm-hmm. Buddha board is like usually a slate or a chalkboard. You can write on it and then water will erase it. So it's the form of creation and destruction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Buddha board you write on with water.
Yes. And then
The water evaporates and it disappears.
So it is using a different element, but it was still an interesting idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Another one I had seen on Reddit is if you were looking to remove, like sacrifice any affirmations or anything that's written down, use a shredder.
True.
That's a good idea because shredders are metal.
Yeah.
Metal are forged, metals forged in fire. Another one would be, and I tend to have a lot of, you know, spicy things in my house, any herbs or spices associated with fire.
Yeah.
You know, cayenne and all, you know, curry and all of those things that are associated with fire. And your ritual smell good.
Yeah. Another thing that was suggested by Dan, a Grove member, was individuals painted and dancing. Of course, that conversation took a different turn and everyone just assumed they would be naked. But
and that will be our next episode, Ritual Consent.
The idea would be that that somebody else, a person could represent the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very cool. I really like that idea.
That's right. Paint each, even if it was just on the face and the arms, with the different colors associated with quarters.
That would be very similar to the time that we did the three element ritual at the gathering with our big flags.
Oh, yes, the flags. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah,
now, my head is turning now, Gwen, since we have a ritual to plan.
Yes, there we go.
Oh.
So, have you got more, Brian?
No, go for it.
I was just thinking, and that's something I was thinking about earlier too, was are you using fire in a ritual? What's the purpose? Is fire to support the intention and the purpose of the ritual? Is it just associated with a direction or that elemental feel, that sort of thing? Like you say, if it was because it's about transformation, you had lots of options.
Yeah.
But fire is also often associated with courage and those sorts of things. So maybe another correspondence is the planet of Mars, and you could instead invoke Mars instead of using fire. You could, we're here currently, always since, you know, the dawn of time, there's red agate here. There's red agate in Nova Scotia.
Buckets of red jasper too.
And red jasper. Yeah, and those are associated with the element of fire. Think about those things that are local to your area that are associated with fire and red agate. Jasper, they were used by Romans. The soldiers carried them for courage. They were made into talismans for courage. So things that have already associations with fire and with the intentions and purposes, whether they're just lots of things that fire can be invoked for confidence.
It doesn't always need to be literal.
Yeah, exactly. And
bells are always good. Metal bells.
Yep.
Metal
bells are always great with fire.
Yeah. Another... I wouldn't do this right now in our current situation, but alternative fires are often a little safer. Yeah,
we can't do that right now, but like a propane.
Propane or an alcohol, butane, etc. That's how we used to do a lot of indoor rituals. We would use butane or alcohol in a larger hall, not in a small enclosed space. You got to be careful because they get super hot, but the chances of them spreading to a different fuel sources much lower.
Sparking or up.
Having been in PEI too, thinking about pottery that's been, you know, put fired through kilns two or three times, it could then be a vessel that embodies the element of fire,
especially with that red clay and PEI all filled with iron and all of that.
And now after me talking about my little dragon. I look over in the corner here. There's a big, giant, stuffed red dragon.
Fiery red dragon. And other mythical creatures, salamanders, like the window at the university here with the element of fire.
Yeah, salamanders are very much associated.
I guess also you could just do like a meditation where you invoke, like a guided journey, where you invoke the element of fire into you and you, how you experience it in your breath, in your body, in your mind, and those sorts of things, and do that as a group. And the other thing, fire is associated, if you're somebody who has an embodied practice, with your solar plexus chakra. So maybe focusing on a strong solar plexus, on a chakra clearing and cleansing, and
that. Or if you were looking to use fire for transformation to the phoenix.
Yeah.
Invoking the phoenix. There's a good one.
Yeah. So there's lots of alternatives, and it doesn't need to be literal. In the end, what's most important is that your ritual is safe. It's a safe place for everyone to attend. And don't burn down the woods. Yes.
I always joke that any ritual, because, you know, there's long sleeves and there's cords and there's this and there's feathers. Any ritual where no one catches on fire, I have always said, is a successful ritual. Yeah. But also remember, even if you're burning, you know, a little incense cone, when you're burning any kind of incense or herbs, you have both the air and the fire element.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the fire burns it. So if you're just burning a little incense cone, there's fire in that too.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that is our advice for everyone. And, you know, if you had any further ideas, you could always send them to us on our Facebook page. If you had any questions or comments, productive and polite, you certainly can contact us there as well.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Ramos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
So, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening. And as we are here in Nova Scotia, and we're saying it yet again since 2020, everyone stay safe. And until next time, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.